Today I'd like to welcome to the PodMD studio Dr. Anthony Glover. Dr. Glover is a practicing endocrine surgeon and surgical oncologist. Anthony specialises in the care of thyroid, parathyroid and adrenal disease. Today we'll be discussing the topic of when you should order a parathyroid test.
We do hope you enjoy this podcast, but please remember that the advice here is of a general nature and is not intended as specific advice about a given patient. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the doctor, not PodMD. If you do have a patient on whom you require specific advice, then please seek advice from a colleague with appropriate expertise in that area.
Anthony, thanks for talking with us on PodMD today.
Thank you for having me.
The topic of today's discussion is when you should order a parathyroid hormone blood test. Can you quickly go over what a parathyroid test is testing for?
Yeah, sure. So the parathyroid hormone test is testing the parathyroid hormone levels in the blood. So they're sometimes raised if you have either an enlarged or an overactive parathyroid gland. And it's quite a common condition that's often not diagnosed. So it's, I think, important that the GPs are aware of it and other doctors are aware of it that treat patients because it can present in a number of different ways. The parathyroid hormone levels can also be raised in the setting of vitamin D deficiency as well.
And how does the test work?
Yeah, so it's just a blood test. So it's done, can be done with other routine blood tests, and most pathology labs offer it. There's no special preparation for the patients to have the test. And yeah, and often is done in other panels of bloods, such as when checking calcium or renal function.
And what should a GP be looking out for? Are there any red flags or quick hints that GPs should be taking into account?
Yeah, so ordering a parathyroid hormone test, you should be considered when you think the patient may have hyperparathyroidism, so an elevated parathyroid hormone level. The thing is, it can be very vague with the symptoms. So as the disease gets more advanced, you often see symptoms, but that can mean there's damage to the underlying organs. And that damage can be present with any illnesses that are related to calcium metabolism. So the most common ones we would see would be patients with osteoporosis or recurrent kidney stones. Often they have underlying hyperparathyroidism, which can be easily diagnosed by doing a parathyroid hormone level, but because potentially hasn't been thought of before, often it's not done for many years. For patients that have more milder disease, they may present with more subtle symptoms that are not obviously related to calcium. So some of those symptoms can be chronic abdominal pain, feeling very tired easily or weakness, feeling depressed or forgetful, having bone or joint pain, or just feeling generally unwell and also having nausea, vomiting, a loss of appetite. So a lot of those symptoms, they just gradually get worse. And obviously, they're not the first thing, a parathyroid hormone level is not the first thing that people would think about with those symptoms. But for patients who have these recurrent symptoms that are just gradually getting worse, it's worthwhile thinking, could this patient have hyperparathyroidism or a raised elevated parathyroid hormone level, which can be easily tested with a blood test.
Is there any time you would advise holding off on testing?
Yeah, in general, no. I think hyperparathyroidism is often diagnosed before any end kind of stage signs or symptoms of the disorder are apparent. So what that would be with osteoporosis or renal stones. So we want to try and intervene early. And for patients that we intervene with, which is with surgery to remove the enlarged parathyroid, the underlying disease gets better. So for osteoporosis and recurrent renal stones, once the enlarged parathyroid is removed, then it's much less likely the patient will have any further renal stones and their osteoporosis also improves.
And when should a GP refer?
Yeah, so it's worthwhile doing the test first, but all patients with a raised parathyroid hormone should be referred to a specialist that's interested in parathyroid disease. So usually it will be either an endocrinologist or endocrine surgeon. Generally, when we're looking at a parathyroid hormone test, we also want to have a look at the calcium level. So urgent referrals are needed when the patient has a very high calcium, which is usually a corrected calcium above 3 millimoles per litre, or if the patient has significant symptoms such as recurrent kidney stones or severe depression. Some GPs and surgeons talk about localization studies to look at what parathyroid may be causing the raised parathyroid hormone, and you don't need to order those before referring. And for some patients, those other studies or those scans may be negative, but they still need to be referred, as often these patients will still benefit from surgery and from having the enlarged parathyroids removed. So those patients always should be referred.
Anthony, thank you for your time here today in the PodMD studio. To sum up for us, could you please identify the three key take-home messages from today's podcast on when you should order a parathyroid test?
Yeah, I think given it's an easy test to do, I think if you have any suspicion that your patient may have a high calcium level or any kind of symptoms or diseases that fit with hyperparathyroidism, you should order a parathyroid hormone test. And just remembering, often these diseases aren't diagnosed until the patient gets renal stones or osteoporosis. So the earlier we can intervene, we can potentially avoid patients having these problems. If the second point is if the patient has a raised PTH with or without a raised calcium, you should seek referral either to an endocrinologist or endocrine surgeon so they can be further assessed. And the final thing is you don't need to do different localization studies or scans to refer. And even if those tests are done and they're negative, the patient still be referred because they may have more than one enlarged parathyroid that's not apparent on the scans. And most likely they'll be able to be cured by surgery.
Thanks for your time and the insights you've provided.
Thank you for having me.